Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk this morning, coming to you from Wild Ireland here in Donegal. Cillian McLaughlin, it's a great pleasure to meet you. I have been a big fan of you since I started watching The Wild Man of Buncrana. Is that right?
The Bear Man of Buncrana. Return of the Wild, the Bear Man of Buncrana. Yeah, that's a nickname that I have been given in recent times. But yeah.
But it's amazing now. I've just had the most fantastic tour around time here. I mean, I love parks like this where you can meet animals that you don't get a chance to see in your everyday life. But Cillian, like bears, wolves, lynx, cats, otters. I mean, you've an amazing vision that you had and that you have created here. I mean, well done. I mean, it must have been an amazing journey.
Look, it was. You know, as you said, you don't often get the chance to see these animals in the flesh, but these are all animals that our ancestors would have been very familiar with, believe it or not, because we had all of these animals right here, native to Ireland, not all that long ago. I mean, we only lost wolves 230 odd years ago, which is pretty incredible. Bears, you'd have to go much further back in time, but they were all here not so long ago.
Yeah, I mean, and for me as well, it's something that because I had seen the bears and the wolves, I suppose they're probably the big hitters here, right? But the Irish goats for me, I mean, you were saying they were almost extinct, and beautiful animals as well.
Yeah, beautiful animals. They've been in Ireland at least 5,000 years. They came here with some of the first people that came to this island. They're perfectly adapted to the Irish climate. They've got a big, long, waterproof coat. They've obviously got the horns as well, and the horns were to protect them from wolves, which they would have shared this island with for thousands of years. And even the kids grow their horns pretty quick. They were thought to be extinct, and then the Old Irish Goat Society was formed after they were rediscovered in County Mayo. And the Old Irish Goat Society have been breeding them and trying to preserve the breed, which is fantastic. And we're lucky enough to be a part of that breeding program. And we've produced I think this is our fourth kid now. So, yeah.
Amazing. And I mean, you have as well, I mean, I love the barn owl. I mean, the way you've created the old barn there. You have mice, you've got snakes, you've got rats, you've got, as I said, barn owls. And then, I mean, you've got monkeys here as well, macaques. I mean, and you've got beautiful hooper swans, and like there's a massive variety that we could talk for an hour about, but yeah. Brilliant. I mean, you got a passion to sort of bring back species that sort of were, you know, as you said, were native here, but are not here any longer.
Yeah, absolutely. And to educate people about the animals that we lost. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime that we're going to see bears back in the hills of Donegal, but you know, we have lost so much. Ireland used to be 90-odd% covered in forest. We're down now to about 1 or 2% of native forest cover. Our total forest cover is around about 11%, but most of that is non-native Sitka spruce and commercial forestry plantations. Not very good for native wildlife. And I guess part of the message here in Wild Ireland is to educate people about what we have lost, but more importantly, what we still have. So we still have some little pockets of native temperate rainforest or Celtic rainforest in this part of the world, and we still have animals like red squirrels, pine martens, badgers, and lots of birds as well that are becoming more and more endangered. And unless we act now and start to rewild and protect these wild places and protect these animals, a lot of our native species are going to go the same way as the wolf and the bear has gone, because ultimately the wolf went extinct in Ireland due to the habits of man and persecution by us. So I think it's really important that people know about our natural history. And when they come here, they learn about our natural history, they fall in love with the animals. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, you fall in love with the wolves. I mean, they're pretty incredible. When they look you in the eye,
yeah,
you know, you feel it in your soul. And they leave here, I hope, with inspiration to maybe act and become the conservationists of the future. An American Indian chieftain once said that we do not own the earth, we just borrow it from our children. And I think that was that's a really powerful quote that summarizes. And as I said, the children are the conservationists of the future.
Yeah, I mean, also wallabies, raccoons, you know, I mean, again, I was really, the wallabies, I mean, you said Tasmania they originated in, and here they are just outside Derry.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. You know, when all of these big non-native predators in particular went extinct, it kind of opened up niches for other animals to get a grip here in Ireland. Sika deer are a really good example from Japan. They're not native. Grey squirrels, another really good example of a non-native invasive species. Mink, American mink as well, of course. And they cause a lot of problems, but there are other animals here, like the wallabies that were introduced to Lambay Island in the 1950s, I believe. And they've been there ever since, believe it or not, a self-sustaining population of wallabies just off the coast of Dublin, the big city that is Dublin. It's pretty incredible. But they do really well in our climate. Tasmania is a maritime, wet, not overly hot climate, and it's not unlike our own climate here, and they've survived ever since. So yeah, we have a little population of them here at Wild Ireland to educate people about, you know, the similarities in the climate and how animals, again, through interference of us, humans can find themselves in places that they don't belong.
And when did you first decide, what age were you when you decided you wanted to have your own wildlife park here in Ireland?
I think every child is born with a natural interest in the natural world. I've never met a child that isn't interested in animals. And it's just about at what point in their life they lose that. And that's down to the adults, the teachers, the schools, the education system and everything else. That all needs to change. That should be nurtured. And if you look at it from an evolutionary point of view, you know, not so long ago, we were in the wilderness before we had supermarkets looking for our food. We had to deal with predators, and it was so important that children had that curiosity to learn about what plants they could eat and what plants would kill them if they ate it, to learn about the animals, which animals were friends, which animals could kill you as well. And, you know, that remains in us all. But as I said, you know, that has to be nurtured. And I was very lucky. I never lost that interest in animals and that interest in the natural world. And my parents nurtured that in me and allowed me to fill the house with animals and fill the back garden with animals. And that's really where it started, was in my back garden. And I think that's apparent in the documentary as well, when I had wolves in the back garden and lynx in the back garden, of all things. And it grew from there. I'm not encouraging anybody to keep wild animals in their back garden, of course, because I had this vision that this forest that I have here now in on the Inishowen Peninsula would become what is now Wild Ireland and offer these animals a proper home, not in somebody's back garden. Because a lot of the animals here, as you know, have been rescued from horrible situations where they've been abused, neglected, kept in horrendous conditions. And we offered them a home here in Wild Ireland. We work with international charities to rescue them and bring them here. And then we have to teach them how to behave like a bear again, or behave like a monkey again. And it's a pretty big challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I was coming up to sort of look or to the launch of the new Derry Girls Experience, which is in July. And when I heard about this place, I was like, oh, I have to go there. And then, of course, I started watching the documentary. It's not every documentary that Netflix will pick up. So, I mean, I can see yours really resonated. And I love the fact that it's so amazing when you get out of the city and you get into a place like this. The location is stunning and you interact with the animals. It has this lovely restorative, almost therapeutic effect on you. I loved it today.
Yeah, it's a big contrast. Like, we can hear the sirens from the city here. We're that close to the city centre. And Derry, of course, Dura in Irish is oak. So we can surmise that this area would have been an oak forest or an oak grove. And we saw the wild boar earlier. And wild boar are really important in the regeneration of oak forests. So this area would have been populated by wild boar, believe it or not, because they're the ploughs of the forest. They get in under the canopy and they churn up the ground. And then when the acorns fall in, they have a nice seed bed to grow in. Derry is full of history as well. You have the walls and everything else. But if you go back further again, this is the natural history of this area. And it's pretty incredible. And as you say, to get out there, get into nature, hear the birds singing, surround yourself with the smells and the sounds of the animals. It is really therapeutic, I agree.
Yeah, no, I must say, for anybody that wants to get out and get into nature, bears, wolves, lynxes, you know, the list is endless here. This is a great place to go. Where is a good, what's the website, Killian, for people who want to find more information and stuff?
Just wildireland.org. We're on social media as well. Type in Wild Ireland. You'll find us on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube. And then if you're on Netflix as well, type in Return of the Wild or The Bear Man of Buncrana and it'll come up there. And you can see the backstory of how all this came about.
Good. Well, I'm sure you have a million things to do here today. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning, Killian.
And pleasure.
It's been an absolute joy. And thanks for that amazing experience. Wild Ireland is really alive and well here.
Thank you. My pleasure showing you around.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.